We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, the 15th chapter, preparation for Shmoneh Esrei, Halacha Zayin. Mi shenimtza bevet haknesset asur lo lakdim tfilato tfilat hatzibur. If a person standing in shul, he's not supposed to pray before the congregation, ela yamtin mitpalel im hatzibur, but rather, even if he's speed reader, even if he's reached Shmoneh Esrei before the congregation, he should pause and wait and pray together with the congregation. Shetfilat rabim retzuya yoter lifnei hamakom. For public prayer, it finds more favor before God. Ela in ken hasha overet ben hatzimun palin adayin. The only exception would be if you see that your deadline is passing. You know, you're supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei within the first 4 hours of the day, dividing the daylight hours into equal hours, and then you end up with four equal periods, a third of the daylight hours, and the calendars tell you what time that is. So let's say you're in the shul where they're going to daven past the deadline, they're going to daven too late, so then you shouldn't daven with them, daven on time, meaning look at the deadline, see what time the deadline is, and if they're not going to make it, then even though you're in shul, you daven alone. And I was told that there are Chabad minyanim and Chasidish minyanim in different places where they actually do daven. The minyan, the formal time when they daven is after the Zman. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here told us what to do. Or shemarachin b'fiyutin b'chadume, or sometimes you have a shul where they're singing songs and it's taking a long time, they're just not going to make it. She'az yechol leitpalel gam bevet haknesset, they not tzech latzet. In such an instance, one could daven in the shul, even though he's davening alone, he's not waiting for them, and he doesn't have to leave. The next halacha is an interesting halacha. The Gemara says this, and we derive it from Daniel. Tzrich liftoch ptachim uchalonot keneged Yerushalayim. The shul should have windows or entrances, doors facing Jerusalem. And we don't do windows at eye level. We do them higher than eye level so that you don't get distracted by what's going on outside. But we do windows in a shul facing Jerusalem, kedei leitpalel kenegdam, so that when we're praying, we're facing that direction. V'tov shiyu bevet kneset 12 halanot. It's good if the shul can have 12 windows. Kedei sheim yistakel b'mikra, yistakel klapei shamayim v'yikana lebavo. So if by mistake a guy looks up, what he sees through the windows is the heavens. The windows are above eye level, so he's looking upward. And then that helps him subdue his heart to prayer. And so too, before we stand in prayer, as we're getting ready for Shmoneh Esrei, so one should look up towards the heaven and imagine that he's facing towards the Temple Mount and his prayers are going straight into the Holy of Holies before he begins prayer. But not at prayer itself. During prayer itself, we face our face downward. The only time we would pick up our head is if you see you lost focus, so then it sometimes helps to regain focus. You look up through the windows, you imagine yourself again standing opposite the Holy of Holies, and then you put down your head again and you continue prayer.